Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
Okay, let's be seated just for a little while. You're not going to stay seated for long this morning. What was the last promise that Jesus gave before he went to the cross? Well, if you turn to John 17, you'll find it there. Right at the end of that prayer, which is usually called the high priestly prayer of Jesus, when he prayed first for his disciples, then for all who would come to know him, that includes us. I said that includes us. Amen. This is what he prayed in verse 26. I have revealed the truth about you to them, and I will continue to make you known to them, so that the same love you have for me will be in them, and that I myself will be expressed in their lives. I will continue to make you known, Jesus says, talking to the Father, praying to the Father. I will continue to make the Father known. And as he does that, it will have two consequences. One is that we will be filled with the same love for Jesus that the Father has for Jesus. And the same life that is in him will be expressed in our lives. Not just will be within us, but will be expressed through us. Now, Jesus is praying a very clear spiritual principle. We've just been singing about our faith arising and more power. Do you want to come to a new level of faith?
Yes.
Do you want more power in your life?
Yes.
Well, the secret, the answer to that is the revelation you have of God himself. Your faith is in God. So the greater the revelation of who he is, the greater your faith. If faith needs to be stronger in your life, it's simply because you need a greater revelation of who he is. And that's exactly what Jesus was praying for. That's exactly what he was promising. I will continue to give them fresh revelation. Now, actually, God wants to do more than just give you a revelation. He wants to inspire you. Now, there's a difference between revelation and inspiration. Revelation is when God gives you a greater understanding of who he is. Inspiration literally means to have something breathed into you. And Jesus says that his word is spirit and life. So he wants to give us revelation of who God is in such a way that fresh life is breathed into us. Through the Word of God, through the Spirit of truth, taking the Word of truth and declaring it to us. So you not only receive revelation, but inspiration. And as more and more of that life is breathed into you, so your faith rises, the power increases. And several other things too, which we'll come to in a moment. So what God really wants to do in your life is to keep giving you a greater and greater revelation of who he is. I trust you're all getting a copy of the 150 major themes because, you see, that will help you to get a bigger perception of who God is. Some of us live with just a handful of verses of Scripture, which are our favorite ones, but those are the verses that have already impacted our lives. There are so many more verses, so much more revelation, so much more inspiration that God is going to pour into our lives There are other verses that will become your favorite verses because those truths will come alive in you. I've just had an amazing 5 weeks with God, every day for hours, just revealing more and more of himself. This book that Clive just referred to is not really a book I've written, but a book that God has dictated. It's just the way in which he has unfolded more and more and more of himself. There were times when I was writing when I had to look up and look around because his presence was so real, it was as if he was standing there in the room with me. I believe we are on the verge of such great and wonderful things. Listen, not just camp. Camp's going to be great, but camp, it's what lies beyond camp, because God is taking us into another place with him. Another place of faith, another place of revelation, another place of inspiration. But we have to hear and receive from his word for that to become real. Let's just, I could talk to you about a whole book. How many days do you have? But I'm just going to focus in on one thing in particular, and that is his love. Now, we all know that God loves us. I could also talk about his provision. Because you see, so often when we mention the word provision, we think of money. But actually, what God has provided is his love. And all that he is, that he has imparted to us because of his love. All that he has given to us, he has given in love. Can you understand that God never does anything he doesn't want to do? He never gives anything that he doesn't want to give. What has he already revealed to him, revealed of himself to you? Well, what he's already revealed is what he has given. And what he has given is the evidence of that love. He is the creator. He gave you life. Without him being the creator, there would be no life. You wouldn't even have life. So you're dependent upon him for your natural life, and even your natural life is therefore a precious gift from him, a holy, sacred gift to be used in the right way. But he not only gave you life, he gave you a new life. What is the new life? It is Christ in you. What does that mean? It means that God loved you so much that he gave you his Son. Not just his Son to die upon the cross, but he gave you his Son to live in you. What does that mean? It means you have someone in you. Not just life, you have someone in you. How could the Father give his Son to somebody by mistake or by accident or without intending to? He gave you his Son because even before the creation of the world, that's what he planned and purposed to give you. But then who is Jesus? He said that he came as the light of life. We've been singing about that this morning. So what do you have within you? The light of life.
God's life. God's life is in you. Jesus said, I have come that men may have life and have it in all its fullness. The fullness of his life is in you. Just stand, will you, because you're not listening to me. I said the fullness of his life is in you. I said the fullness of his life is in you. I said the fullness of his life is in you. Come on, just turn to at least four people and say, the fullness of his life is in you. Hallelujah. Okay, you may be seated just for a moment. You see, if the fullness of his life is in you, then everything Jesus is in you. Everything that Jesus is, every aspect of who he is already within you. The scripture says that you lack nothing. His riches are your riches. His blessings are your blessings that he has already imparted to you. Paul says that God has already blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing. Come on, get to your feet. Those blessings are in you. Those riches are in you. There's nothing that you lack. Come on, turn to someone. Say, his riches are in you. His blessings are in you. You lack nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Now, if he's given all that in love, his love is in you. Come on, the fullness of his love. Tell someone. Tell someone. Come on, tell them. The fullness of his love is in you. How can people question whether God loves them? The fullness of his love is there within you. Hallelujah. Now, when you love someone, you don't want to withhold anything from them. God does not want to withhold anything from you because he has chosen to give you himself. He has given you the fullness of who he is. He has given you his life. He has given you eternal life. He has given you Jesus Christ in you, the hope of glory. You can be seated for a little while. You see, I think the days have come to an end when we're going to sit back and just listen to a message. We're all going to get involved in the message. Because actually what God is doing is he's making you the message. Hallelujah. The message isn't just words that come out of your mouth. You are the message. You are the witness. But actually it's Christ that is the message, but Christ is in you, so he's got to reveal himself through you. He hasn't come to live in you and given you the fullness just so that you can store him up for your own benefit. You have become a message. He has given you his spirit. He has breathed his spirit into you. Hallelujah. However he did that, whenever he did that, he has done it. And who knows that when God gives a gift, he doesn't take it back. You see, he didn't loan you the Holy Spirit. He gave you the Holy Spirit. His life is in you because his spirit is in you. His love is in you because his spirit is in you. And he is the spirit of the Almighty God. And Jesus said you will receive power when the Spirit comes upon you. So his power is within you. The fullness of his power is within you. That power that raised Jesus from the dead. That power that the scripture says cannot be compared with any other power. Get to your feet and tell someone. His power is in you. His power is in you. His power is in you. Korata parazata bakaya. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, come on, tell someone his power is in me. I'm one powerful dude. Hallelujah. Porata parazatum. You don't sound excited enough. You can be seated again. You see, some of you have been asking for power instead of believing what you have. And saying, Lord, I need more power. He says, well, just believe me because the power is already there within you. I imparted that power when I gave you my spirit. What else has he done? Well, in his love, he sent Jesus to the cross. And when he went to the cross, he took you. Good job. He put you to death so that you could become a new creation. He took all that sin. He took all that failure. He took all that fear. And he crucified it. That's not something that needs to happen. It's something that has happened. I have been crucified with Christ, the Word of God says. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. Well, what did he do on the cross? He won the victory. The victory over Satan. The victory over sin. Yes. The victory over sickness. Yes. Victory over the three S's. Satan, sin, and sickness. Yes. They're all defeated. Where is that victory? That victory is in you. Come on, get to your feet and say, the victory is in you. The victory over Satan. The victory over sin. The victory over sickness. Come on, it's in you. It's in you. Tell somebody else. Tell four or five people. The victory over Satan is in you. The victory over sin is in you. The victory over sickness is in you. Oh, hallelujah. Is your faith being raised? You see, it's just the truth. I'm not telling you something you didn't know before the meeting began. I'm just reminding you of what you didn't know. But that's what Jesus says the Holy Spirit will do. He will remind you. And he'll keep reminding you. So that why you get a greater and greater revelation of the truth. And as you get a greater revelation of the truth, your faith arises and you feel more and more inspired. Okay, you may be seated for a little while. Why should I be the only one who has to stand during the sermon? So, we've understood four great truths. His life is in you. Whose life? God's life. Everything that he is. Every aspect of his being. He didn't give you just a few characteristics of himself, but he came to live in you. His life is in you. He didn't just come and give you a nice emotional little sentimental feeling that God loves you, but he put his love, the love that sent Jesus to the cross, the love that sent him to the world, the love that enabled him to overcome. The love that enabled him to impart grace upon grace. That love is in you. His life is in you. His love is in you. His power is in you. How can you separate God from his power? I mean, how can you say, well, God is in me, but I don't have his power? I mean, that's crazy. You'd have to be daft to even think like that. You would have no perception of who God is to think like that. To say, well, I've got God, but I don't have his power. Well, what kind of a God have you got then? Because according to my Bible, God is almighty. So if you have God, if you have Christ in you, you have the Almighty One within you. So his life is in you, his love is in you, his power is in you, his victory is in you. You're dangerous to the world. You're dangerous to the enemy. Look what you've got going for you. Look what you have within you. But you see, it's not a question of looking at yourself. It's keeping your eyes on him. Because every time you look at yourself, you see the weakness. You see the failure. You see the fear begins to rise every time you look at yourself. And that's when you begin to think, I can't. But you see, while you keep your eyes on him, then you're reminded of who he is and who it is who lives in you. And then it doesn't matter how weak you are, because the one who lives in you isn't. And the one who lives in you has never failed. And the one who is in you has never forsaken anyone who has trusted in him. And the one who is in you is the Almighty One who created the universe. And the one who is in you is the one who has won the victory. So you don't have to win the victory, you just have to live in it. You live in the victory that he has won. Don't try to do Christ's work for him, because he's already finished it. So we're just living in the glorious finished work of Jesus. I was praying this morning. God just gave me this word for us this morning. It's just summing all this up. He said, I came as the light of life, and that life is in you. I was sent by the Father in love, and that love is in you. I came with power and demonstrated that power, and that power is in you. On the cross, I won the victory, and that victory is in you. The one who forgives sins is in you. The one who carried your sicknesses and put them to death is in you. The one who was raised above his companions because of his joy is in you. How can you believe this stuff without rejoicing? The one who is your peace is in you. Your Savior, healer, provider is within you. The one with whom you are a co-heir is in you. All his riches are your riches. All his blessings are your blessings. You see, what God is wanting to do in this season is to raise up a generation of believers. That's why this is Kingdom Faith. We're Kingdom believers. And as Kingdom believers, we believe we have all that God says we have. It's just getting a bigger, bigger revelation, vision, insight into who he is. And then it doesn't matter what aspect of his being, to realize if he is that, that is what is in me. Because he is in me. If it was joy that raised Jesus above his companions, then his joy is in me. If Christ is in me, his joy is in me. So when Paul says rejoice always, he knows that's possible because the Lord of joy is in you. So when we lose our joy, we've lost our perspective of what it is that God is about in our lives at that moment. Because it doesn't matter what the challenge is, it doesn't matter what the difficulties that face us, if we meet them with faith, we will meet them with joy. Amen. And you see, if we believe that we have the victory within us, then it doesn't matter what we have to work through. Sometimes victory comes easily, sometimes you have to persevere in order to see the victory established, but you know the outcome. You know the point to which God is taking you, so you can rejoice on the way. even during the persevering, even during the time when you inherit the promises with patience, you're rejoicing because his joy is in you. Hallelujah. See, it's just a question of believing that he has given what he says he has given. Jesus said to the disciples, didn't he, just before he went to the cross, continue to live in me, and I will continue to live in you. Christ in you. That's what Paul says the secret is, Christ in you, the hope of glory. But it's understanding who he is, the greatness. You know, another thing that Jesus prayed in that prayer is the glory you have given to me, that you gave me, I have given to them. He wasn't talking about his first disciples. He was talking about all those who have come to believe. See, is he the Lord of glory? Then the glory is within you. If the glory is within you, then God can be glorified through your life. Now, there's so much more we could say, but just one more thing really for this morning. Why is his life in you? His love in you? His power in you? His victory in you? What purpose did God have in imparting all of that, putting himself into you so that you could live in him and he in you? Why? Just for one reason. So that what he has put in you gets expressed through you. That through your life, people will receive his life. Through your love, people will receive his love. Yes. Through your power, not your natural power, but your power in him, people will receive his power. Yes. Sounds like miracles and healings and all kinds of wonderful things. Because of your victory, others will receive victory. This sounds to me like a good reason to live. Yes. To know that everywhere you go, his life is in you, his love is in you, his power is in you, his victory is in you. Oh, you can say all kinds of other things are also in you, his joy, his peace, and so on. But these are the four essentials. And during these last weeks, while I've been waiting on the Lord, this is what he's impressed upon me day after day after day. And I've just spent time each day receiving, letting God inspire me with those four things. Just spending time, just as I've been praying, his life is in me. Or I'm saying, your life is in me. Your life is in me. Your life is in me. I said several times while I'm praying, you know. And you sort of get into a new stratosphere, really, spiritually. You just find that God's just lifting you up. And your love is in me. Your love is in me. You know, every time I say it, I'm believing it. I'm believing it more and more. It's just becoming more and more of my thinking. Your power is in me. Your power is in me. You see, you begin to believe that, and then you want outlets for it. So what's the point of having it if I don't have an outlet for it? Give me an outlet for it. His victory is in me. We're a people full of his life, full of his love, full of his power, full of his victory. Amen. So what conclusions can we draw from all this? Nothing is impossible for our God. Nothing is impossible in your life. But you see, the complementary faith that Jesus also said is, all things are possible for he who believes. Because you are filled with his life and his love and his power and his victory, all things... Come on, stand to your feet. Just turn to all those around you and say, all things are possible for you. Then tell them why. Because his life is in you. His love is in you. His power is in you. His victory is in you. Hallelujah. Just get into little groups of four and join hands. Just a little sort of circle of four. With those in front, behind, or whatever. Just link your hands. Just pray for one another now. Come on, in the light of what God has been saying, just pray for one another. If one of you has a need, say it and say, I believe now because his life is in me, this need is met. Because his love is in me, he wants that need met. Because his power is within me, that need is already met. Because his victory is in me, I have victory over that situation. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. His healing is in you. His provision is in you. His joy is in you. His peace is in you. All that he is in you. You have the victory over the enemy. Hallelujah. Pura la basataria leto bakarasita risato. Pura tapara zataria leto bakarasita risato. Bazataria lero bakarasita di sanduma. Come on, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Come on, give him thanks. Give him thanks. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you. We bless you. Now just turn the front, but keep your eyes closed. We're just going to pray for a couple of minutes together, all together. Jesus said, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Now you can see why he said that. Because you have already received everything that God has to give. It's yours. You're a co-heir with Christ. It's got your name on it. Hallelujah. His name is on you. Now, why don't you say to the Lord, before we conclude the meeting here, thank you, Lord, that your life is in me. I want to see this life expressed through me. Thank you that your love is in me. I want to see this love expressed through me more than I've ever seen in the past. Thank you, Lord, that your power is in me. I want to see this power expressed through my life in wonderful ways. Thank you that your victory is in me. I want to see this victory expressed in my life. I want to see this victory in the lives of others around me. I want to see your victory in those for whom I pray, those to whom I witness in your name. I praise you, Lord. I bless you, Jesus. Come on, let's give him a really great shout of praise. Hallelujah! Praise you, Jesus!
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.